Welcome to Algoy Adventures Podcast Edition. I am your host, Angelina Dory. I am here with my wonderful parents. Say hi, guys.
Hi. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
So today the topic of discussion is going to be about living in Western New York versus living in the Algoy. So, guys, could you tell me some differences that you would found once you started living in the Algoy versus living in Western New York?
Well, first of all, I would say the terrain. Once you get here, you know, you're Western New York. If you look at the location, right, of Lake Erie, where we lived, and the height, you know, of the terrain, our house was like 1,100 feet. And then you come to the Algoy, where you have mountains which go in the 7,000-8,000s. Feet, and the apartment where we live right now is over 3,000 feet high, and so there's quite a difference in that.
Okay. Mom, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, what also is different that the Germans have traditions that are very old, and this area especially has very old traditions. They have their clothing, you know, the dirndl and the lederhosen that is pretty known in the States. And they have different days during the year where they celebrate very old rituals. So that would be different too.
Could you maybe give like a couple examples of old rituals or traditions that you're talking about?
Yeah, they just had the Funkenfeuer, which was like a week ago, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Which they make huge bonfires throughout this area, which kind of...
They do that because they want to get rid of winter.
Yeah.
So they have a witch that is built out of straw and wood on top of a huge, huge pile or tower made out of wood, and they burn that down, and that's all a very old tradition to get rid of winter.
Okay.
That's
really
and
cool.
And that's all thing in December. December 4th is Bärbeles Treiben. That's where women dress up as witches, and they want to get rid of bad spirits. And they run through town and pretty much beat up all the boys. Then with dicks. And the next day, the men do the same thing. They have very old costumes with fur
very
and
scary.
Horns.
Very
yeah,
scary.
Very scary costumes with huge horns. And if you go through the streets, they will try to beat you up. So, you know, some people can even get hurt doing this.
Well, I mean, if it's a tradition, then it's okay to beat people up, right?
Right, but sometimes they involve so...
And, yeah, sometimes they go
they
a little overboard
a little.
With a beating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sounds a little different than some traditions I could think of in America. It's quite
yeah.
The difference. All right, well,
sure.
So going into now some similarities, so... Do you see any similarities between living in Western New York versus the Algoy, or not so much?
Snow. Lots of snow in both areas in the winter.
Yes.
I mean, you know, in Western New York, it comes from Lake Erie, and the Canadian winds that come over Lake Erie, so you got the snow belt. So the climate is different, but it has the same end result as the heavy snows.
Yeah.
And here you get the heavy snows because it comes from the south up, from the seas down there, and then, you know, it kind of gets hung up in the mountains here, and then it snows very heavy here. So you get a lot of heavy snow in both areas.
So a Western New Yorker going to the Algoy in the winter would be totally fine with it.
Similar,
it's
yeah.
Similar.
It would be fine with that.
Yes.
Yeah. At least the snow.
Yeah. Well, I think seasons are pretty similar in general. Summer also and spring and fall.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that too when I was over there, that the seasons were pretty much the same.
Well, in fall, for example, the difference, what I noticed is that the Indian summer in the States or in Western New York is much nicer.
It's prettier, yeah.
Because here in the Algoy, it's mostly pine trees. So you don't have that many leaf trees like you know, like the maples and poplars and whatnot.
Okay.
So the changing of the leaves in Western New York is much more colorful. Impressive.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Interesting. So with all of that being said, I guess this is going to be a little bit of a tough question, but which area, in your own personal opinion, would you prefer to live in more?
Well, that is a tough question because, we lived in...
Yeah. Honestly, I couldn't make up my mind about that because the area in Western New York where we live, that is really gorgeous with Lake Erie, and we had beautiful sunsets there, and we're at the beach, and also from, you know, the top of a hill where we were able to watch the sunsets, and I thought that was really gorgeous. And here, the area is really beautiful too, in a different way.
Yeah,
so,
it's some, you know, in the mountainous area, you know, the if you like mountains, you're at the right place here. In the Western New York, if you like, you know, the terrain with the water from Lake Erie, and then you have all the grapes and the vineyards and the great, you know, the grape fields, that's very impressive, very pretty too.
But one thing I say is the security in Germany in general is a lot better for us because everybody has health insurance and, you know, the retirement money, and the state takes care of its people a lot more than I think the state takes care of in the U.S.
Right.
That's my opinion, that's what we feel like. So we feel more taken care of in Germany.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, more secure.
Yeah.
More secure, yeah. I mean, I understand that too. I kind of felt that way when I was over there. I didn't have to worry so much because, you know, I was...
Yeah.
Under your guys' insurance, and, you know,
yeah.
It was free, which was nice.
As a matter of fact, sometimes they overdo it.
Like, they overdo it with too much security?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you know, as a, say, if you have a job, and you know that if you go to a doctor, they will write you sick, and there's nothing that can be done about it, about your boss or your employee.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Who's that?
Yeah, take advantage.
Oh, they
you
take advantage of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, an easy time to for a doctor to tell you, you can stay home. You know, I write you a permission pretty much that you can stay home without being sick that much.
Right.
So that the people here take advantage of it.
Yeah,
I
that
see.
Would never happen in the state.
Never.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely not.
Yeah, because you would be fired.
Yeah. And one difference also I could come up with is the housing.
Yeah.
A lot of people live in apartments here, compared to in states where, you know, a lot of people live in houses. And they want to own a house here. It is very difficult to finance a house because they're so much more expensive. And also the way they build houses here in the Allgäu is very different.
Very
it's
different.
A very old traditional type of building with
a lot of solid wood.
Solid wood and big, huge balconies.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, the old castles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
Definitely.
They have a lot of here in Germany. Yeah.
That's pretty noticeable once you enter the country, I feel like, especially as a foreigner.
Yeah.
You immediately notice that.
Yeah.
You know, and then the other thing I noticed is what I came up with is you don't see trailer parks in Germany.
Uh-huh.
They have no trailer parks.
No, they don't.
Do they have some sort of alternative, do you think?
I mean, what they have is high-rise buildings, or not high-rise, which hosts like 300, 400, 500 apartments.
Okay. All right.
Buildings, all, you know, all apartments.
Yeah.
So,
but they also have that
like,
in the States too, so.
Yeah, that is true, but it's just, that would be the alternative, I think, you know,
what
they would consider, you know.
Nothing that comes close to a trailer park.
Right, right.
Nothing like that.
That's really interesting. Well, thank you guys very much for your input. This has been Allgäu Adventures Podcast Edition, and I am here with my parents, Dirk and Catherine. So thank you guys so much for your time.
Oh, you're more welcome. Anytime you want us.